write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. I don't wanna take no time to write this down. I wanna tell you how I feel right now. Hey, tomorrow may never come for you or me. Life is not a promise. Tomorrow may never show up for you and me. This life is not a promise. Put my heart and soul to the song.
Yes, yes.
I hope you feel me from where I am and wherever you are. I mean that sincerely. Tomorrow may never come. For you and me, life is a promise. Tomorrow may never appear. You better hold this very moment.
tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy, let's go.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen, your boy Pretty Tone in the building. Once again, every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, me and my boy K. Dizzle come through here to represent life, love, politics, religion, you name it, Vienna sausages. We represent it all. And as usual, with the locs on, with the black beret leaned to the side, the black jacket with a black hand, my man got everything with a night vision on, even though it's daytime. Let me bring in K. Dizzle here. Let's your love.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? And Tony gave you ups on my Vienna sausage salad. That was going to be my secret dish today with the chitlin' ice cream with a little crunch on the side. But I wasn't trying to tell everybody what we was having today. Welcome to the show, though.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in. Sweet, I see you in the chat room. What's up, girl? Another Sunday. We're blessed to be alive. We're doing what we do. You're doing what you're doing. Thank you for taking the time to join us. The numbers keep growing. I love the fact that y'all spreading the word about Can a Player Play? And we're glad to have you. We're doing the part two of the last week's show, What Do You Have Faith In? Part two. Last week we got into a little bit of religion, a little science, a little politics, a little love. And we're asking the same question this week. What exactly do you have faith in? You know what I mean? Is it a relationship? What is it? What is it that you have put all this time, effort, and energy into, and it requires so much of you, you know, following blindly, without cause or purpose, you're just doing. And we're going to get into some current events for this week. One of the first things, you know, last week I told you we're starting a section called Current Events, and one of the events I want to talk about that's personally, it kind of ties into today's show where we're talking about the faith, and we're going to be talking about children a little bit. We're supposed to be joined later on by Mr. Joaquin Hawkins of Hawks Hoops Foundation, doing wonderful work out there with the children in California and all over. But I've been reading a few things in the news that really got me a little disturbed, man. One of the things that I've read is about this young lady who decided to go out partying and took the baby over to her friend's house, you know, smoked a little, drank a little, enjoyed her life, got home. Baby went to sleep and decided to get up in the wee hours of the morning, and she decided the baby needed to stop crying, so she placed a blanket over the baby's face till it stopped crying. And, you know, you would think, okay, that's the horror part of the story. Nah, that's just the beginning. Woke up the next morning, got the baby dressed, went to the mall, went shopping. Everybody kept asking her, why is the baby not moving? And she said, he's asleep. He's been asleep about 10 hours or 11 hours. And one of the friends noticed that there was a little blood dripping from the baby's nose. Turned out the baby had been dead for about 10 or 14 hours. Ladies and gentlemen, our decision-making skills are, for some of us, seems to be deteriorating. That should be some movie I'm talking about, that was a real life event. The next thing I want to talk about is a young lady who went down to the welfare office and decided to end her life and her children's life because she couldn't get the assistance that she needed. I want to talk about the young lady down there, I think that she's in Orlando, that has about 15 kids that she thinks it's our responsibility to take care of these kids. Come on, people. What is happening to us? Seriously, what is happening to us? But hold on. I think we got a guest here already trying to chime in. Let me let him live up in here. 111, welcome to the show. Glad to have you.
It's your favorite illegitimate redheaded stepchild.
Well, we know who that be.
my man Joe from Montana. Welcome to the show, Joe. Thank you for joining us.
Well, I actually got an invitation from last week, so I said, okay, on behalf of all the illegitimate redheaded stepkids, I got to come back.
Absolutely, and we are so glad to have you.
Thank you.
That is so, so, so very true, boy. We'd feel really, really bad if we didn't have at least just one.
Yeah, one stepchild. Right, Daddy?
Right.
Yeah, I figured that, you narcissistic you.
Yeah.
Oh, where's my gal?
Well,
as
we're rolling.
Like I miss her.
Say that again, Joe.
I said, where's Joy? Like I really, really miss her. Yeah.
I don't think we have an opinion on that at the moment.
Well, that's good.
But, you know.
No opinion tells me a lot.
The show is safe. Yeah, you know, she did her time, she did her stint with us, now she's moved on to other things, and the format of the show is male-friendly now.
Thank
it's male
God.
Male-friendly now, so. We get it in as best as we can. We get it in. So, last week, Joe, you kind of, I must say, you rattled a few, ruffled a few feathers last week. Because I got some emails about you, brother.
Oh, yeah?
As we got into the discussion about the Catholic Church.
Oh, those poor babies.
We stepped on a few toes, Joe.
Good. Come on back. I'll step on your other foot.
So is Eddie Long guilty?
Well, he's not a Catholic,
I don't think. Yes, we definitely stepped on a few toes last week when we got into the discussion of faith. And you made it real clear you're an agnostic. And you made some comments pertaining to the Catholic Church that made a few people upset. Some of your points I didn't agree with, but some of it I did agree with, as you said, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe anything in life one should follow blindly,
right.
Whether it's a religion, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a business. I feel that we should have room to question things and see what works best for us as we move along.
Well, we should, but do you notice that the educational system is set up to dumb us down? If they were, the educational system, if their particular program and goal is to make American citizens, the daughters and sons of our fathers and mothers, if they're to make our kids smart, why is it that no school that I know of, all right, middle school, high school, has a required course of logic or critical thinking?
Say that again, Joe. I didn't quite get that last part.
That was a good point.
Why is it that our schools don't have required courses of logic and critical thinking? They teach us science.
That's a damn good question, Joe.
Because that's the art and science of thinking. Without knowing logic, without knowing how to think via critical thinking, we're very easily duped. We're actually run by 545, well, I can't curse on your show at this time, but let's say morons in Congress, the president, the judicial system, I know the Supreme Court. They control us. They would not be able to if we, from cradle to grave, instead of being led along by the hand, by the government, if we could think for ourselves. How come we're not taught to think critically for ourselves?
Wow.
That's a really good point, and
that one right there would go way back.
Mm-hmm.
That would be generations of people not taught critical thinking.
Exactly. But it's been around since Socrates, hasn't it? Aristotle, Plato?
Oh, absolutely. And it definitely ties hand in hand with common sense.
Yeah.
But how often do we find out how common sense isn't common?
Commonly.
One could also say that critical thinking has also been a major part of what we assumed democracy to be, because democracy was born of people sitting around thinking of ways to structure a society based upon certain principles. What do you say about that, Joe?
I say we've glamorized our forefathers way too much. It took them 7 months in a disinterested environment. Not a lot of people, from what I've read, back then during the 13 colonies were that interested in this particular convention of trying to found a new constitution. What a lot of people don't know is that in 1789 the constitution was ratified, but the revolution started in 1776 and ended in lasted seven years in 1783. From 1783 to 1789, we had presidents of the United States. People think George Washington was the first president of the United States. He wasn't. We had something like six, some people argue eight presidents under the Articles of Confederation. So, yeah, Tony, they thought about it all right. And they came up with a parchment, which a lot of people praise. Excuse me. But if you go back into the history of the founding of our country, it's not all that glorified, you know? It's not that glamorous. We had
sound like it's full of deceit and deception.
Oh, yeah, did he?
Very few things in life live up to the billing, because if we were to get into the real core of religion and belief and faith and stuff of that nature, one would have to begin to question the institution itself. But in religion, to question is heretic. You're not supposed to question. You're supposed to follow blindly, just as with, like you said, just being completely wrapped up in the over glorification of forefathers.
Right. Well, the Catholic.
That's the chaos right there. Everybody in this country is questioning the politics. That's why can't nobody agree on anything, and everybody's questioning the religious sect too. Look what they're doing.
Well, they question the behavior. Let's say people like Eddie Long. I don't know. I don't think he's a Catholic because he's married, so you can't be married in the church. So I forget what denomination he's in. But how about the Catholic Church spending something like, I forget, a few tens of millions, if not $100 million, to try to cover up their priests alone, diddling young boys and diddling young girls? No. The institution was a power grab. If you go back into history, okay, it depends upon who's writing the history, of course. But I don't follow anything blindly anymore. I used to when I was a kid. I always thought, well, they know better. My teachers know better. Professors know better. They have more experience. I'm just a kid, and a yada, yada, yada. But what happens when you start thinking on your own and you start realizing, hey, you know what? These people, religious, governmental, etc., too many huge contradictions, and there shouldn't be contradictions.
And I think that's a big part of the whole question of faith. A big part of the whole question of faith. I'm going to give you a case in point, and Sweet just brought it up, and I was going to bring it up a little later. This whole thing about Eddie Long and this mega church, people getting too caught up in the institution. You have got to question things. You know, Eddie Long, whatever his flaws may be, I don't believe, going back, I don't believe we should put anyone on a pedestal that high where they're unquestioned. Because we're all flawed at the end of the day. We all have issues, and I personally believe, even on the whole issue of faith and everything else, we should be able to show our flaws, because it's in these flaws that we find our strength. Because if we see the flaws and we're able to identify ourselves in the flaws, we can figure out ways to work around or through the flaws.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no perfection. There's no political system that's perfect. Even though we may not agree with the one we have, if you look at anything, religion, politics, I know I like to talk about relationships too. Everybody's in the business of trying to find a perfect this,
mm-hmm,
or the perfect that. There is no such thing as a perfect mix. there is no such thing as a perfect religion. There is no such thing as perfect politics. Because everything mentioned before has a measure of flaw to it. Because everything in life, going back to your scientific analysis, is trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
And even that, any theory is open to interpretation, and any theory can be adjusted at any time. It's not so in science where you may find something and, you know, for like 30 or 40 years it is written in stone because at that time the knowledge that's applied to it held up to the test. But as we advance and we evolve and we come back with some new angles to test this theory under, it does not quite hold up.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, we'll take a look. Oh. Well, I guess you're going to mainly focus on faith within relationships, but can I divert the direction for just about a minute more?
Go ahead, brother. Let's hear it.
Because with regards to what you're saying, take a look at Climategate. Take a look at all the people, the scientists that everybody believed in who said that our climate is changing as a result of man-made greenhouse gases, and we now need a carbon tax. Then they find out that this climate gate is a fraud, that these scientists didn't know what they were talking about. They fudged scientific analysis. They gave false results. And we find out that the climate always changes, and it changes mostly because of the sunspots, solar flares. So you're right. Science, it's always open to interpretation, but it shouldn't be open to so much to interpretation as to new experiments, new ideas where they want to take the old ideas from. But, you know, but people are flawed, like you said.
But in truth and in fact, Joe, I got a question to ask, though. In truth and in fact, though, whatever the cause of climate change, the inevitable truth is that it is occurring, and there are parts of the world that are suffering major climate change, but it's just part of the natural evolution of the planet. Because if one were to sit down and look at the planet as for all the things that we've discovered, the Earth has a way of doing away and rearranging and recycling and moving stuff around.
Yeah. Over the course of time.
You know, hell, she's even gotten to the point, the planet has even gotten to the point where the entire population has been wiped out.
Mm-hmm.
And regenerated life. But hold on. I think I got somebody else trying to jump in here.
Hope it's a Catholic.
782, you're on live. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
Yes, good day. How are you? You wanted to say something?
No, I just wanted to say what I was thankful for, or what I had faith in, actually. I got faith in my kids, my family, my friends, God, because without him, I would be lost right now. I mean, I would probably be in a nut house, but because I kept my faith in God and my family and friends, and they kept it in me,
now,
that's what keeps me strong.
I have to ask you a question, because I want to ask you a question as you're speaking to keep the conversation wide open. When you say faith in God, you don't have a faith in an institution. You have faith in a superior being who guides the course of our destiny, is what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, so that's just faith. I have faith in myself, and that's about it.
What?
Don't go nowhere. We're going to come back to you. Don't you go nowhere, ma'am. Don't you stay right there, right there. What are you laughing about, Joe?
Because we're
going to come back to this young lady who says she has faith in God, Joe.
I know. I'm glad you made a stay. Yeah.
Yes, I'm because I love conversations like this, because we open up the throttle today.
Uh-huh.
And you, sir, being an agnostic,
uh-huh,
does not fully believe in the concept of God.
No, I sure don't.
Let me ask Joe a question because I want to ask this a couple weeks ago, but I want to ask it now. Joe does not believe in God, and my question would be, were you always this way, or did you believe at some point in time, and when you became enlightened or became grown up, your opinions changed, or your thought process changed, or this was always your position?
No, my thought process has changed when I was in my late 20s. Then it became more concrete as I got older. But I was taught, there's a God, there's a God, there's a God. Now, being an agnostic, I'm not saying there's no such thing as a God. I'm saying, in particular, there's no such thing as a Catholic God, because a Catholic God is a little bit too all-encompassing. He's all-merciful, all-powerful, all this, all that, all-knowing, all-present, and yada, yada, yada. But he's all so good, but his children can go to hell. If he's all merciful, all knowing, why would he allow anybody to go to hell? So when I started thinking about that, I came to what I consider to be, rational conclusions. But they are not in line with what the Catholic Church teaches, and that's the only religion that I've ever really studied. Other religions I can't speak about.
Okay, Sweet in the chat room says, I believe that we are all God.
Yeah, well, she will. She thinks she's a goddess.
Yes, she
I don't know. I don't know. I'm gonna have to jump on that grenade, because I believe I'm a god, too.
Yeah.
I think we all are gods, too.
Well, express yourself, K. Diddy. What kind of god do you see yourself to be? God of your own domain?
I think we were all created enlightened, and I think during this growth process we got out of touch with who we are. Instead of we becoming enlightened, we became ignorant and confused. I mean, that's why a lot of things we know before they actually transpire, we know what's right and wrong before we do it, but yet still we talk ourselves into doing it anyway. I think when we were younger and pure, I think we were enlightened then. I think we kind of went the opposite way of the way that we were intended to go.
Well, I disagree with Diddy.
Go ahead, Joe. Jump on that grenade.
Okay. I don't think we were born enlightened. I just think we were born as sponges, and our brains soaked up whatever we were taught. I don't think kids are innocent. I think kids are born very, very, very selfish, and unless we're taught not to be selfish, we can turn into some pretty dangerous, stupid animals. If we don't have good parental guidance, if we're not taught morality, we don't learn it on our own. I don't think we were, I don't think we were born enlightened. I think we were just born as a slate upon which our environment works.
So there's no good.
Say that again,
Tony.
Dogma has confused
us. Sweet in the chat room says dogma has confused us.
Well, think how easily we're duped. When we're kids, all of us believe in Santa Claus, the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny. Why? Because we don't have any proof otherwise to the contrary. And our parents, our authority figures, just tell us. So when they tell us, our impressionable brains say, yay, Santa Claus. How disappointed were we when our parents finally told us, there's no such thing as Santa Claus. You want to kill your parents. But you believe it. It's like when somebody says, that's the way we are. We believe what our authority figures tell us. That's why we have to be taught logic and critical thinking. And critical thinking goes beyond just asking a few questions. It's actually a scientific process, a structure involved in that. It's kind of complicated, yet at the same time, it's kind of simple.
Okay, now, I'll let y'all present your point of view. I'm going back to the young lady that I told to hold on. 782, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now, earlier in the show, you stated your faith because of some things that you've been through. You stated your faith in God and your family and friends has helped to prop you up to move forward.
Yes.
So and so it's fair to say that you have felt the presence of something, a more spiritual being in your life. When all else was against you, this thought, this faith is what pushed you on to get through and gave you the strength.
Yep. So
what would you say to somebody like Joe who says, well, maybe the theory of God is a little suspect. The Catholic God, I don't want to misquote him. The theory of the Catholic God may be a little bit suspect.
No suspect. People believe what they want to believe, but I know that there's a God, because if it wasn't, then I would be dead right now. If not dead in a loony bin or strung out on drugs. But I believe...
Because if you believe in the superior being that strengthened you in your darkest hours?
Yeah. Because there's been times where I've wanted to question God for a lot of the things that he's done to me, or really, you know, like things that happened to me in my life. So, like, really push me over the edge. Then I had to take a step back myself and just contemplate and think about it. He does things for a reason, to make you stronger. It takes a while, but it makes you stronger. He does things for a reason. Yes.
All right.
There was a time...
No, go ahead, Dom. I'm letting you finish, man. Go right ahead.
Yeah, there was a time, an incident that happened to me on Christmas, and I almost lost my life, but I didn't. Lost a child, but, you know, I know that baby's in heaven. God has did it for a reason. Blessed me with more children, and they just keep me going. And then by me letting everything out, I'm getting stronger by the day with my faith. So.
All right. Read in the chat room again, says everyone has a story. What is your belief? That is your religion or your way of life. If you like it, I love it. Be who you are and be happy. True statement, sister. And as the young lady brought me to another point, I want to make sure I do this plug right now. Anybody in the Los Angeles area, tomorrow at the Laugh Factory in Hollywood, there's going to be a comedy show that benefits the Walden Family Service. It's brought to you by Hawks Hoop Foundation. They're collecting toys for the kids. KD, if you got any more information you want to get out there, we want to make sure that this event is successful.
Well, that's about it. Show up with one unwrapped toy, a minimum of $10, and get in. Some great comedians, Trey Elliott, got a whole bunch of Coco Brown, Lester Berry, Clayton Thomas. Going to be a big, 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 funny thing. So come prepared to laugh yourself off and benefit some less fortunate kids.
Right on, and we want to make sure we give a mad big up, mad love out to Hawks Hoops Foundation, Walden Family Services, and also the good folks over there at World Movement Publishing to make sure that, you know, these kids get what they deserve in this time. I want to thank everybody that's chimed in. Joe from Montana, always stirring it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to chime in, press the number one and jump in. We got one side of the fence who believes in scientific analysis, critical thinking, and logic. Another side of the fence who believes in a superior being. We got K. Diddy, who believes that he's a god over there. Sweet in the chat room, who thinks she's a goddess. And y'all ain't heard my theory on life, and I'm going to share it with y'all in a minute. But the switchboard is lit up, so I'm not even going to take no musical break. Hold on, I'm letting somebody else in. 526, welcome to the show. What do you have to add?
I needed to add that I definitely believe in a greater being. I believe in angels and demons. I believe in heaven and hell. I believe in God and Satan. Not an institution. Institution is not for me. It is a spirit. It's a spiritual war, if you want to say. Not an institution. The institution is not God. The institution does not help me. God helps me. My angels help me. And that's my personal experience that I've been through. Angels and God help me through it all.
All right, 526. We want to thank you for sharing that with us. And okay, Sweet, let me rephrase that. Sweet in the chat room wants me to know she doesn't think. She knows. Oh, God, got it all in purple letters. Okay, you know. Be who you are and be happy. On the issue of your boy, Pretty Tony, I started off in the Catholic Church, as Joe was talking about earlier, and bounced around. Ended up in the non-denominational sector, then started just looking at religion on a whole, and I formulated my beliefs, even did a stint on the pulpit. I have a belief in things that are far greater than me. My own personal belief is I put no name on things that I don't fully understand, because as far as I can conceive in my mind, there's no one word that can sum up things that are far greater than us. Life in itself is forever creating and forever molding and destroying, because it's the natural course of life. I don't think I've lived up to my full potential, and I hope that I'm granted enough time. But if you look at life and see life for what it is, you will see that something, some energy, some entity, something coordinates. It is not, that's why I could never be an atheist. It's not no accident that planets stay on their natural rhythm. Something far greater than we could ever conceive, whatever name you want to give it. I don't believe in man-made religion. I don't believe in institutions, because institutions are always created for power and the control of power. And the first thing you control when you control the power is to control the mind. When you control the mind, it is the greatest power on this earth. That is why I tell men all the time, one of the most powerful things on this planet is vagina, because it controls a great deal of the male thought. And anything that has too much power over us requires that we follow blindly. Hold on here. Wow, got somebody else trying to join in too. Well, I guess we're touching a few nails today. Hold on. Area code 405, welcome to the show. What did you want to add?
Hello, man. This is Sean. This is Lamont Tecumseh.
Oh, what's going on, brother? Did you want to add something to the show, or you were just trying to listen?
Yeah, I was just listening, man. I've been listening for about 40 minutes. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
So how y'all doing out there?
We're doing all right. We're glad to have you. You don't go nowhere, Charles. Just stay right there with us. Thank you for tuning in. 757 area code, I just lost you. If you call back, I'll gladly let you in. But we're discussing faith. How much faith? Ah, there they go again. Let me let them back in. 757 area code, welcome to the show. You wanted to add something?
Yes, this is Carlos Ringer. And I'm calling you out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And I understand.
Welcome, knowledge.
Hey, well, thank you, thank you. I'm down here in the Big Easy, taking it easy. But I'd just like to say that, you know, if you are walking in the realm of the spirit, it has a beautiful way of making people who can tap into the spirit world, and there is one. I don't know if you've ever been an athlete or a musician, or you've just been even a chef. When you can get people to react, when you can play the keyboard, piano so beautifully that people make you rich, they start throwing money at you because you fell into a zone. If you're Michael Jordan and you really want to win and you start to make those baskets, those balls go in those baskets, if you're in the 14th round, what they used to do a long time ago in the boxing ring, and there was no way that you could win, you've got to be able to tap into that spirit world to push you forward. And that is what the average everyday person cannot do. They can't they can't meditate on that to make it be to where it can make them successful. If you read any of Donald Trump's books, he'll tell you that you've got to be able to manifest yourself into the spirit life. But if you don't, you'll be talking average conversation the rest of your life. You have to be able to tap in. Me, I play blues piano on stage, and there comes a time when something just takes over me. And when I come off stage, I really got to take almost an hour to come out of that zone of spirit that I be in. But if you don't know how to tap into it, you won't understand what I'm talking about. So anyway, I'd like to give thanks to World Movement and all the things that they're doing, especially in the nonprofit organization of helping the kids out and things of that nature. And, hey, Mr. Patterson, don't give up. Keep your eye on the prize.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for joining us.
Well, we appreciate you calling in, Carlos. We definitely appreciate you touching base with us. My man just laid his testimony out there. He says sometimes when he's playing that piano or whatever you're doing, it's like something comes over you, something that sets your body, and you tap into something that's bigger than yourself, and you feel as though you've got something you got to get out there. And it's like it's bigger than you, and it takes you a minute to come back from that. What do you say about that, Joe? What did you say, my man, Joe?
Well, if everybody, okay, those people who have faith, and if faith gets you through the day, more power to you.
All right. We're talking about faith, ladies and gentlemen. What do you believe in? Some people believe in the strangest things, while some people are skeptics.
Some people believe in nothing.
The jerk.
What about the people that believe in nothing?
We want to hear from them, too. If you find yourself out there and you don't believe in nothing at all, hit us up. 646-929-2870. For everybody who's chimed in, we love to hear your opinion. We're talking about faith. What do you believe in? What gets you through the day? What puts the wind in your sails so that you can cross the ocean of life?
Well, like I've said before,
faith is a bad thing. Go ahead, Joe.
I believe in me. Through the years that I've grown.
There you go.
You know, I believe, like I told you last week, I would marry me in a second if I met somebody like me. I have never really let myself down. I've been disappointed in myself a few times, but I've never really let myself down. So I have faith in me. I have faith in my observations. I have faith in the plans that I put out there. I have faith in the reasons why I do what I do and why I don't do what I don't do. So that's me, you know.
Now, Joe, I got to ask you a question because
okay.
That's a good assessment right there.
Mm-hmm.
You said you've never let yourself down.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many people in this life cannot say that? So what does that come back to? Because quite a few of us have let our own individual self down.
Mm-hmm.
Based upon the faith we've put in our decisions or the things that influence those decisions. But you say you've never let yourself down. You've never been disappointed.
Well, he did say that. He said he's been disappointed, but he's never let himself down, and seemed like they're one and the same, or could be one and the same.
Well, it sounds contradictory, but there have been times when I haven't reached what I wanted to reach, but I haven't bludgeoned myself with the hammer of, you're a shit, you should have done it, you're no good. I haven't done any damage to my self-respect or my self-esteem to myself because of things that I've either done or haven't done. So I've disappointed myself, but never to the point where I've said, Jesus, who the hell are you? What the hell are you? What are you doing? I've just used them as mistakes and moved on. I said to myself, I'm a flawed person. Let me correct my mistakes. Let me move on.
And so now, that faith right there, what is it that you tap into that? Because that's the problem with most people. If you notice, a lot of people with self-esteem issues or relationship issues or faith, lack of faith issues, it comes down to the fact that they don't possess that characteristic right there. They let a moment or two or three or four in time define the course of what their life is.
you meet somebody who's down and out, and, you know, I mean, I hate all women. I really just hate all women right now. And you're like, why? Well, you know, 20 years ago, my wife left me. Mm-hmm. And you're like, seriously? You're basing all this 20 years worth of hate on the fact that 20 years ago, one woman left you.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
Well, women do that all the time. Women do that to men all the time, though, Tony.
I ain't touching that one with a 10-foot
Women do that. Women do that crap all. Women do that crap all the time. One dude will mess their head up or do something to them, and then
it's all men. Yep.
All the other men have to be punished and have to suffer and prove themselves that they not like that other guy that you don't even know the other guy.
I still ain't touching that with a 10-foot pole. All I'm asking Joe is, what characteristic is necessary for the strength and the fortitude to pick yourself up from that moment and say, hey, I made a mistake, but I got to forge on? What is it that you tap into beyond yourself? Is it something you tell yourself?
Well, that's a good question. As the thing is that most people believe what other people say that they should be. It's, in different societies, we have different mores which tell us, okay, you should be good based upon this particular philosophy. You should not be this because of this particular philosophy. And then when you take a look at it and you really question, you have to question. And that's something I've always had. I've always questioned. I've been so confused throughout life when I was younger because I questioned, and a lot of things just didn't make sense. But authority figures kept saying, no, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. But when you get older, again, you cannot, when you have any type of philosophy, which is what we all practice, some sort of philosophy about who we are, what we're going to do, blah, blah, blah. When we have that philosophy, it should be somewhat consistent. It shouldn't have contradictions, no grand contradictions. And when you have these grand contradictions, you have confusion. And when people are trying to shove that confusion, make it reality down your throat, you get more and more confused until you start thinking for yourself, which is what I did. Like I said, in my later 20s, then my 30s, then as I got older and I realized, you know what, these contradictions, they're not just a figment of my imagination. They are a result of either false teachings or hypocrites, either in the political realm, religious realm, or relationships. The double standards, for example, that women, getting back to K. Diddy, I'm not going to blame him, I'm going to take the mantle now, that women have these double standards, and you say, whoa, hold on. Wait a minute. If you're so strong, independent, and yada, 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 why is it that you're weak when you want to be weak and you're strong when you want to be strong? But when you're strong, you don't want to have to share what you've gained through your so-called strength. So these double standards, they confuse a lot of men. They make men feel, well, I'm doing something wrong because of what feminists teach. But when you take a look at just looking at something and saying, wait a minute, if I can lift a hammer or a screwdriver, if I can change my tire, and you, why can't you change your tire? Well, I'm weak. Well, if you're weak, then how is it that you're strong at other times and you're weak now?
Well, that's when they fall back on that thing, Joe, that they the weakest sex and they have the right to change their mind.
Yeah, and if men believe that.
Hold on. I'm going to give some. Hello, 782, young ladies. Would y'all like to respond to these gentlemen who say that women have double standards when it comes to men? Hello? Okay, I'll give somebody else a chance. 526, I think that's the other young lady. Are you there?
Oh, that's a sign of acknowledgement.
526?
Could be, or...
That is definitely acknowledgement.
Are you there?
I am there. That is not a sign of acknowledgement. That is a sign something's wrong with her phone. And I do not agree. I'm sorry. I believe double standards are everywhere, men and women alike.
Good, good. I wish
not
we
just
had
women,
time.
But men have the same hang-ups and issues that we do.
Oh, really?
Oh, this chick hurt me in the past, and all chicks are like that. I hate women. We get the same thing.
Yeah, but that's not a double
standard. Oh, I have this hang-up or this insecurity because this chick hurt me in the past. They have the same hang-ups. So men and women alike have double standards.
That's not a double standard. That's a hang-up.
Well, why is it a double standard for me but a hang-up for you?
Who said it was a double standard for you?
Your friend.
No.
No. You don't want to put Joe in his place?
Go ahead. Put me in my place.
But anyway, Joe said, Joe, according to Joe and Kate Diddy, and I want to make this clear, not I.
Oh, God.
He just threw us under the bus.
Here comes the bus. Run out of the place.
Oh, my gosh.
Threw us under the bus that
Diddy
quick.
And Joe, but it's not me.
And I'm driving, I guess.
Oh, I'm a fellow soldier until the bus comes.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. Gentlemen, hold on. But isn't that what would we call that? Because we've all experienced that. That one moment right there where a fellow so-called male just throws us under the bus. But before the female got involved, everything was, yeah, man, you're right, man. You're right. You know, and this and that. But at the moment, the estrogen enters the room. Nah, that ain't me, man. That's there, you know, that's how they think. You know, I don't think like that.
Snakes, snails, puppy dog, tails, sugar, spice, everything nice. So from that point on, they flip when they get ready because they're the weaker sex and they're emotional.
Yep.
Yo, that's one of that nursery rhyme right there. I tell people a lot of times we got to pay, you know, people, man, you're overanalyzing. No, listen to that nursery rhyme. That girls are made of everything nice. You know, but we have to deal with the ugly stuff. And we wonder. The table has been set for a long time, gentlemen. Going back to what Joe said about the educational system, I have a great deal of issues with the educational system from a standpoint whereas I don't think enough time and emphasis has been placed to develop and mold young minds. We're molded to assimilate. But why should we all assimilate when we know that the mother of all things pertaining to the future is innovation and thinking outside the box and developing new ideas and new frontiers? Because if we all assimilated all that is new that has been brought to us, would have never came around. Hold on. 782, you're back on with us. You want to say something?
Yeah, I actually wanted to comment on is it Joe and K. Diddy about how women are the weaker sex? No, that's not true.
No,
women but we
are
didn't say that. Society has said
Let
that.
Me
we
say
didn't
this.
Say it.
No,
okay.
We're not. No, we're not. Because if we can go through, 28 hours, 36 hours of labor.
Oh, here's that argument again. Oh, Christ.
Push 10-pound babies out of our twats.
Oh,
get
stop
up
the
and
crap.
Take care of kids.
Oh.
And work and take care of the
Listen
household. We are not so weak as
men. Here we go. Here
men
we go.
Men and female are the same.
Birth,
God
birth
made
thing.
Men and female
birth
in
pains.
His image.
Like I tell you what, you want to brag about your birth pains? Go fight on the front lines.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Why don't you go on the front lines, fight for your country, get captured by the enemy, and undergo 4 or 5 years of torture? Then talk.
No, men and women are created equally. There is no
weaker
link.
Yes, I know. That's why in Vietnam, 58,000 men died, only 7 women. We're so weak.
Okay, well, they're not. Well, then you need to blame the government because they don't want females.
And well, they don't.
Like
you
that.
Wouldn't. You would never sign up for
the
draft.
Yes, I would.
Not for the draft, you wouldn't.
Yes, I
you
would.
You could go
if
into the service
now,
to get the GI Bill,
anything,
but you would not sign up for the draft. You would not
I
want to volunteer to be sent over to the front lines because then
yes,
you would cry your eyes out and say,
yes, I would. I would do everything to protect my family.
Yeah,
because
sure
God made me that
A lot
that
of women
way.
Say a lot of stuff, but they never do it. All this I
okay,
would.
Hold
on. I
want to
ask this for one moment. Hold on. Joe, you see what you do to my show, Joe?
I know.
Isn't
it great?
My sister, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you and Joe are going to be just going back and forth. We all have our standpoints on the things that we put faith in and the things that the double standard. And that's going to be a topic for another show. Now Sleep wants to talk. Well, we're waiting on your opinion, Miss Sweet. Let's hear what you got to say.
Hey, like
hey,
I don't know.
Joe staying over here.
I don't know what Sweet's going to say.
I want to ask you a question. Based on your standpoint about double standards and stuff of that nature, and K. Diddy always playing the harps about women breaking brothers' hearts and stuff. If too much faith placed in women when it comes to relationship are all things men.
You asking Diddy? Or is that an open
I'm
statement?
I'm asking both of you. Either one. You can
oh,
take
okay.
it first, though.
All right. You should, unfortunately, marriage relationships should be based on trust, should be based on faith. However, human beings, the way that we're born, the way that we're molded, we can't fully trust another human being totally. And that's very, very, very bad, very sad, very wrong. So as a result, we always have to keep ourselves in check and keep our partners in check. I don't believe any relationship is fully 100% based on pure trust because I think just about anybody can be tempted away from their partner under the right circumstances. It has to be based on morality. Very few people actually practice morality. They might practice religion, but they don't really practice morality. Morality is doing the right thing just for the sake of doing the right thing, not for the sake of trying to garner brownie points with an invisible God or trying to prove to yourself that you're a good Christian or a good Jew and yada, yada. So we have to maintain our relationships in such a way that we have to let our partner know, you know what, I love you and you should love me, but if you step out of line, you got hell to pay. And that's unfortunate because with trust and faith, you would just automatically say, I love you. And you don't have to worry about the person trying to play games with you or trying to cheat on you. But that's my opinion.
All right. K. Diddy, where you at?
I'm right here. I'm right here dug down in the back looking from side to side. But my mind did drift for a minute.
All right, well, wow, down to we had such a ball, we hadn't even taken a break. We're down to the last 90 seconds of the show, and Joe from Montana, as always, has come and stirred up controversy, going to be letting me get hate emails and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, get prepared for that, Tony.
We're down to the last 60 seconds of the show, and we could go on and on about this topic, which we might touch on again, but we're going to step off faith. And we're going to talk about, you know, relationships and just how much we should and could put into them. So, ladies, call back. I'd love to hear what y'all got to say. Mr. Carlos Ringer down there in New Orleans, we appreciate the phone call. Make sure you check out the website, www.worldmovement.com. Y'all know who I am, man. Like KB, they like to say, Google us.
That's right.
Joe, you know you welcome any time, brother, to come stir some stuff up. That's
Thanks.
Why you say blocked because you don't want nobody looking for you.
Mm-hmm. And you can all Google me. You won't find a damn thing on Google, but go ahead and Google me.
I think we need to have a Dr. Joe segment on here to keep us up on
for real.
And have to keep us up on current
that,
events.
We're going to have a Dr. Joe section up on here. The world according to Dr. Joe. You like that?
Well, yeah.
You should check that out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And if you really want to find out what I think, you can always just put in the search engine, narcissistic females, for Block Talk Radio.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Hey, we ain't got nothing but love for y'all. Join us next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the show. Make sure to grab your copies of the Playerology Trilogy, featuring the bestsellers Player Step Your Game Up, Playerology, Who Is She and What Is She to You, available on Amazon. Get your autographed copy at www.worldmovement.com or www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Now back to the show. K. Diddy, let's go.